If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The favorite part of the day for many people, they said, we like that. We like when everybody has a story and you all share your version of what you think is not really being covered in the news, but it has captured your attention. So let's start with you today, Kevin. What do you got?
Well, huge news. I wish I saw this listing before we bought our house, but Santa's house is up for sale. Did you guys see this?
In the North Pole?
In the North Pole. It's up for sale.
Wow.
Steve, did you see that news?
I'm sorry, I was reading something.
Looking for a story.
How
much is it?
If I don't go to last, I don't usually tune in until...
Are elves included?
Built in 1822, has sled parking, single-family residence, of course, and 25 acres. It's listed at $1.2 million on Zillow.
And all the sheds in the back where they put the elves.
Yeah, and there's a gift wrapping room. What other else? They say they have winter wonderland views. A new roof, that's nice. It's not actually for sale. This is something that Zillow does for fun. I guess they've done it since 2016, but you can go and it's AI generated. It's what they think Santa's house looks like. You could have fun with it and look through it, and it's all AI powered and shows you what they envision Santa's house to look like. $1.2 million, though. That's kind of a steal for Santa's house, though.
Yeah, but you got to get there and back.
That's true. Tough commute.
Right.
It is a tough commute.
Unless you've got Santa's sleigh.
There's a lot of parking.
Think of spring break, getting down to Florida or something. That would be just a killer.
It's true. Good point.
Thank you.
What's your story, Steve Bertrand?
Are you afraid of the dark?
Depends on the building that I'm in.
Oh, how about this song?
Don't be afraid of the dark.
Don't be afraid of the dark, Lisa. You know who this is singing? Robert Cray. Remember Robert Cray?
Robert Cray Band?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
doesn't
anyway.
Doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, it's him. I've got that album at home. Okay, so there's a new survey out, and this is by a light company, of course, but they say more than 50% of us are at least somewhat afraid of the dark. Now, of the people here, I would say you wouldn't be afraid. You're not afraid of anything. Mary could beat up anything in the dark. I think it would be Kevin who's afraid of the dark.
You think so?
Yeah, are you?
No, I'm not afraid of the dark.
Not at all?
Never, Steve.
Never?
I guess it depends.
That means Steve is really afraid of
the dark. Steve's afraid of the dark.
Well, if you think of it, there's nothing to be afraid of because it's the same. It's the light. There's just no light there. I mean,
right.
It's the same stuff. But of the survey, they said 27%, 27.8% of people check under the bed because after the dark because of a nightmare or a scary movie.
Jeez, then I would never check under the bed. I would just... I'd cuddle up in the covers. I wouldn't want to know.
Exactly. Checked the closet because I was afraid of the dark after a nightmare scary movie. 26%. Avoided certain movie trailers because I was afraid. Driven the trash to the dumpster rather than walking it out there in the dark. 22%.
Oh. Wow.
If you've got a long walk through a dark parking complex or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but how about this one? And this you guys might do. 52% of people check the back seat before getting into the car at night.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that especially if you're in a parking lot.
Lisa?
Check back seat?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not so much. I mean, my car's locked. What could be in the back seat?
Right, I agree.
It usually tells you now. Check the back seat before exiting.
Before exiting.
For a little baby.
If they have a kid back there.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not the same thing. Okay, who's more afraid of the dark, men or women?
Women.
Men.
Men.
It's tied. No, let's see. Women are, it's men.
Of course
no,
it is.
29.2%, 28.4%. So it's about the same.
You know, situationally aware. That's what you always have to be. So a dark alley, if there's like lots of little cubby holes, I would be concerned. I would want to be aware of that. But just walking in the dark, I'll tell you what, this is weird. And the farmer, he did this a lot in Germany. When I get up to use the restroom, if I have to go pee in the middle of the night, I don't open my eyes. I walk in the dark because I don't want the light to prevent me from going back to sleep. And he was worried in the hotel room, and there's a master light switch. So the minute he hit it to accommodate me so I could see where I was going, all the lights in the whole room would go on. Don't do that.
That's a real thing, and we're going to start doing this. We're going to start traveling with a nightlight. So, and because this story also mentioned in seriousness that more adults are getting nightlights because they're afraid of the dark.
Well, they're afraid of falling over.
But when you go in, when you're in a strange hotel room and you don't want to turn on the whole bathroom light, just plug in a little nightlight, and you're free to do it.
Well, you can always just pick up your phone, and the illumination of your phone will guide you, too. I mean, it's enough light to get you to where you're going.
It's not like a nightlight. Nightlight's better.
Mm-mm. We have a lot of them in our house.
You do, nightlight?
Because my husband's afraid.
Oh.
Of the dark?
I just doubted him.
Afraid of Mary.
No. Okay, guys, so it's been 40 years since Purple Rain, the film, came out. That was 1984. Now it's heading to Broadway. We expected this, right?
No.
Not 40 years later, but producer Oren Wolf is behind it, and of course Prince's music will be in it. No casting's been announced yet, but the world premiere will be in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis in the spring of 2025.
Remember when they used to have original ideas?
Yeah. Well, that's not happening anymore.
No, everything's remade.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Was this underway while he was still alive? Because something tells me this is not something Prince would want.
I don't know, but well, the estate or whatever must have okayed it, whoever that is now, because remember it was such a mess, this whole estate stuff?
Yeah.
He didn't leave a will?
Yeah.
So you don't know if he gave it his blessing?
Well it's happening, so yeah. Somebody must have.
Yeah, based on the movie, right?
And he had that sister, but she just died.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So I don't know who's in charge now. I will see it, though. I'm excited about it because I just love the music.
I will tell you, if you ever go to Minneapolis, you should make the trek out to Paisley Park Studios, where he spent a lot of his time and where he is interred. Is that the right word?
Sure.
Because, yeah. I won't tell you where because that's a part of the tour, but pay for the extra and go see it. It's pretty cool if you're a Prince fan. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.